March 6, 2015, Crystal Room, ICANN 55, GAC Sunday afternoon sessions, 1400 to 1800. March 6, 2016, ICANN 55, GAC Sunday afternoon sessions in Crystal Room, 1400 to 1800.
Bon, rebonjour tout le monde. Il faut qu'on résume.
Thomas Schneider speaking. We are resuming our meeting. Today we have in our agenda a topic that is very important for consumers, particularly for the countries we are representing here. So I will give the floor. We are starting the meeting a few minutes late, but I'm going to give the floor to Gavin and Megan. They are the members of the CCT review team, the Competition, Consumer Choice, and Consumer Trust review team, and they will tell us how they started their work with this team in these very first months of the year, which are the steps ahead and the future stages. Megan, Lorraine, you have the floor, please.
Tempted to continue in French, but I think I better continue in English. So, first of all, Thomas, thank you for inviting both of us here. The Competition, Consumer Choice, and Consumer Trust review team is one that was established and foreseen under the affirmation of commitments, as you know. And there were a number of volunteers identified to participate on the team. And Thomas and Fadi Shahadeh got together to decide on the outcome of that group. And I am representing the GAC on the group. And Lorraine is representing Thomas because Thomas is an ex officio member of the team. So what we thought we would do, but very briefly, is give you an idea of how far the work has gone now and where we plan to go next, and then see what kind of input or questions you might have. I wanted to tell you, too, that there is a public open meeting on Wednesday at 5:15 where the chair of the review team will make a presentation in much more detail than we're going to do, and also have contributions from the whole community. So you have another chance to make any contributions that you might like to do. So, as I said, there's a group of representatives from different parts of the community working on this review team. The work started in January this year with a couple of telephone conference calls, which were relatively brief but quite useful to develop the terms of reference, to develop a program of work. Then we had our first face-to-face meeting in Los Angeles at the end of February, two full days, quite intense and very useful. I must say, but I let Lorraine have her opinion on this too, from my perspective, the participants in the group are very well qualified. They all bring very particular strengths to the group, and I think that it's a very nice team and a very good group that has been brought together to do this work. So we are doing, as I said, competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice. In the context of the review of the current new GTLDs, I should say, not the current new GTLDs. And we have a lot of data that's already been developed by previous groups or in the context of the CCTLD reviews or in the overall review of progress under the current round, etc. And the group has divided into two, one to look after safeguards and consumer protection, which Laureen is chair of, and another group that is looking at competition issues and consumer choice. And as I said, Jonathan Zook is the chair of the overall group. All the documents are available online, so you can access them anytime you like. And we agreed also that we would have observers who are freely able to participate in any online discussions and any online meetings. They have to identify themselves. They can't be anonymous. And they're more than welcome to participate, but not to participate in the discussions initially. They can send questions, they can ask questions, etc., in writing, and they will be responded to. But we thought, in the interests of efficiency and because we have just a very short period of time, if we opened it up to discussion, full oral discussion on every single topic, we wouldn't make much progress. So that's all I wanted to say. And Laureen, I pass it.
Thank you, Megan. Well, I heartily concur with Megan's assessment. It's a really good group. It's a diverse group. And I think most importantly, it's a practical group that really wants to get the work done and come up with recommendations that actually can be implemented. So I'm very excited and very optimistic about the group, and we're all looking forward to rolling up our sleeves and getting to work. I'm going to be focusing on the consumer protection and safeguards issues. And broadly, we're going to be looking at a couple of different issues that we've identified thus far. This isn't a comprehensive list. We're going to get public input, and things may change. But just to give you a sort of preview of some of the broad issues we're going to focus on, here they are. One is, can the public safely navigate to and use new GTLDs? That would include folks being able to reach their intended destination, and that destination is a safe one. We're also going to be looking at, two, the impact of the public interest commitments and the safeguards. We're particularly interested in whether the public interest commitments are being enforced, and the public interest commitments for GTLDs in highly regulated sectors. Of course, this has been an issue of ongoing GAC advice, the last issue. Three, the risk of confusion and domain name system abuse, particularly the risk of confusion for users between similarly named GTLDs, and of course risks associated with botnets, farming, phishing, malware, etc. Three, we're very interested in developing countries and the fairness of the new GTLD application process as it relates to developing countries, and whether there's been sufficient access to assistance. And also, lastly, trademark issues, pricing models, the absence of restrictions on prices, and rights protection mechanisms. I'm just making sure I haven't skipped anything. So basically, that's a sort of broad overview. As I said, we're looking forward to getting to work, and there's also going to be a public session where we're going to be giving a brief overview and soliciting feedback from the public. And I think with that, we're happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Megan and Laureen. Questions or comments from the members of and observers of the GAC, Argentina?
Thank you very much for the presentation. I'm here. I've been quietly absorbed by other processes within the GAC, and just a question about if this group is starting. It's a cross-community working group. It's starting to work, and if others can join, into the list. This is the first question. And then if you could give us some more detail about the number three of the list that you mentioned, the participation of developing countries in the new GTLD process. As you may know, there were very few applications from Latin America and Africa, although there were efforts made in order to reach out the communities. But there were some perhaps not deeply understanding the complexity or the purpose or some other details. If you could give us some more details about that point. Thank you.
Thanks for your questions, Olga. First of all, the review team is, as Megan said, it's open to observers, and I think one of my colleagues, Elisa Agopian, who's going to stand up now, I think, is in the audience and can give you precise and specific information about that because I don't want to get it wrong. But yes, there is a way for you to be able to participate, and it looks like Elisa is going to take the mic.
Thank you, Laureen. This is Elisa Agopian from ICANN. So the review team is open to observers. The way they can participate, first, the email list is closed to the members, but the archives are public, so you are welcome to read those. And when I get back to my seat, I'll put in the wiki address in the Adobe Connect room so you'll have access to that. In terms of actually listening to meetings, we do have an Adobe Connect room that is open to observers, so you'll be able to hear and watch the slides, although the chat function isn't available to interact with the members, but it will be a live session, so you'll be hearing to the conversation as it's going.
And then second, Olga, to answer your question about developing countries, that is a very important topic that's already been identified as something we want to focus on. We're continuing to develop details in that respect. But as I said, what we're really concerned with is asking the question, has the new GTLD program, including the application process, has that been sufficient to allow participation by developing countries? And if not, perhaps what recommendations we can make on that issue. So we definitely are very aware of that issue.
If I can just add to what Laureen said very correctly, another aspect of our work, which I didn't mention because it's going to come in a little bit later, relates to the current review that's already been carried out on the GTLDs, of which the application procedures, the reconsideration procedures, and appeals procedures are also looked at, and we want to look at that in the particular context of the CCT review. So that gives an additional help. And there are, of course, a number of developing country members of the team.
Thank you. I have Iran and then Spain.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you very much for the very good report. And I have two comments. One, the issue under discussion has been extensively discussed in CCWG, and there is a lot of material on this issue. I wonder whether you have taken or will take note of all those things, either from the report call transcription or from the result of that very, very important element in that, and would contribute to what you are this. Second, you refer to the member and you refer to the closed list. My experience in CCWG that they have 25 members and 140 participants. The richness is coming from the participants who are not members. So I think it is better we should not make it limited to the members and so on, allow a more participation and not closing lists, opening lists, and so on and so forth. I think efficiency should not be compromised because of the number of participants or vice versa. So we would like that to get benefit of this richness of the participants' views that may not be members. Thank you.
Yes, please.
Well, just to clarify, there's absolutely no limit. We can have as many observers as want to observe. There's absolutely no problem. They can make their comments in writing. They can send any comments they like. They can contribute. They can provide documents. There's no limitation whatsoever. The limitation is in terms of speaking during the chats. That's the only limitation. And that's only a question of efficiency because we have very little time and we have very few meetings. We're not proposing to have the same intensity and complexity that the CCWG or the CCWG had. First of all, we can't afford it and we don't have the time. So that's one aspect. And of course, related to all the CCWG material, to the extent that there are aspects relating to competition, consumer choice, and consumer protection, of course, those are all going to be brought into the consideration as well.
Thank you. Spain?
Thank you. I would like to ask if the team is going to review potential confusion in new GTLDs when a two-character name is used before the top-level domain that matches with the CCTLD of some country, or confusion when the name of a country is used before the TLD. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So confusion is absolutely an issue that we've identified already. Since we are just in the beginning of our process, we haven't gotten down to that level of detail as to exactly the issues we're going to be grappling with in terms of confusion, but I appreciate you identifying that, so that's something we can be aware of.
Thank you. UK?
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Megan and Laureen, providing an update. I'm very much in catch-up mode, I have to admit, with this important review process, and so the information you provided is a great help for me. I had three questions to ask. The first is the economic study. Maybe I missed it, but has that actually... is that available now, or is what is the progress with that? I'd be very interested to hear. My second question was with regard to community-based applications. As you recall, the GAC has been well seized of problems that applicants, which are community-based, have experienced, in particular with... community prioritization, evaluation, CPE process, and how the evidence appears to be that that has not worked to the satisfaction or expectation, certainly, of the applications of the applicants, and some have ended up in very difficult auction processes because they were not deemed to be communities. So is this on the roster of issues for the CCT review? Which I hope so. My third question was on the trademark issues, the rights protection mechanisms and so on, which is the subject of a PDP. You mentioned that. And how does this review process intersect with the PDP on rights protection mechanisms was a question I have. Sorry if it's quite a lot to get through, but it'd be very helpful if you could comment on each of those three items. Thank you.
Okay. Well, on the economic study, I didn't bring my CCT file with me. It's about this big, for one thing. But Elisa Gopian, I'm sure, can give us the exact title and reference to the current review that's already been carried out. I think it was from May. Anyway, Elisa will give us the details in just one second, the exact reference, and perhaps make it available to Tom Dale, who can put it on the GAC list. So that's something that we're going to look at in more detail to review in further detail the results of that study. Then on community-based applications, this is, of course, something that is going to be looked at in part, as I said, relating to the whole application process, the aspects relating to competition. Has it been sufficiently adequate to have a separate group of community-based applicants? versus all those who are not community-based? Have the restrictions and limitations on the community-based applications been appropriate, necessary, useful, et cetera? And to what extent have those furthered, encouraged, and developed competition, consumer choice, and to a certain extent, consumer protection? Because in some cases, those community-based applications had to have a series of safeguards or other provisions included in their application. So that's certainly something that we're going to be looking at. And then with respect to trademarks and the PDP, one of the participants on the group, maybe two, but certainly one, is one of the experts in trademark resolutions and trademark dispute resolution and looking at the interaction and interface between trademarks and the TLDs. And this is clearly an area that the Competition and Consumer Choice Group is going to look at in more detail. But as I said at the beginning, too, we're just beginning. We haven't got any of the answers yet. We're looking at the areas where we should really focus attention, but those are certainly aspects we're going to look at. And Eliza, would you mind giving the specific reference? Thanks.
Happy to. This is Eliza Agopian again from ICANN. The Phase 1 study was published last spring, and I just put a link to it in the Adobe Connect chat as well. The full title is quite long. It's the Phase 1 assessment of the competitive effects associated with the new GTLD program. And the second phase study is really meant as a one-year follow-up to see whether certain metrics that were included in the first report have changed at all, if the needle has moved, so to speak. And we're expecting to publish that probably in the third quarter of this year. We're still working on their scope of work.
Thank you very much. Anyone, we could take one last question. Yes, Afghanistan, Pakistan.
This is Iftikhar Shah from Pakistan. I appreciate the working group of efforts to mitigate the confusion regarding the introduction of new TLD. I have some question regarding their work. My first question is that what is the expected year for the new application program? And second is whether ICANN will review amend the DAG document regarding the new GTLD program for futures. And the last one is that, as my colleague said, the awareness, particularly awareness about the new GTLD is very important, particularly in the developing countries. What is the roadmap for the awareness? Because it's reduced, it is the one of the major factor component which will reduce your overall program confusions regarding the internet issues. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your questions. I hope I am understanding them correctly. I'll start with the last one. As we said, the issues regarding developing countries are very important to us. We're still beginning, as Megan has emphasized, and I'll emphasize as well, so we don't have a precise roadmap. I think I heard you ask about the timing of our work, which right now is scheduled to take place within a year period. It may take a little longer, but at least at this point, we're aiming to come up with our recommendations within a year. And then I'm sorry, I apologize, but I didn't quite understand your second question. Perhaps you could...
I think it may not be. My interpretation of your second question was, what are the implications for any future GTLD rounds? That's how I interpret it. And nothing is in this study prohibits or limits any new GTLD round. Of course, we are expecting that the results of this will be a determining factor in any new GTLD round. That's clear, because we can't go to another round without knowing how the current round went. So that's one aspect. And just to add to what Laureen said about the developing country aspect, one thing, and from my perspective, this is a particularly important aspect, is the role and influence of internationalized domain names and also multilingualism. So different scripts and different languages are really very much an important factor, both for consumer choice, also for competition, and that's one of the things that we are looking at as well. Also, and this is something that's perhaps of interest and use for many of you who are associated with or participating actively in your national CCTLDs. One thing that we're also looking at is the impact of the CCTLDs vis-a-vis the GTLD market and whether they are comparative, to what extent do they overlap, or is there competition between them, etc. So these are some of the aspects also that we're looking at.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments? If that is not the case, then I'd like to say thank you to our two representatives in the CCT review team, and we look forward to hear from you more and fully substantial report of our work, I guess, at the next meeting, if the GAC wishes to have that report. So, and wish you all the energy and the luck to for this important work. Thank you very much. Take the floor.
To recall again, if you change your mind or you think of something between now and Wednesday afternoon, there is the full public meeting at 5:15 on Wednesday afternoon. So you can come back and ask a new, different question.
So in case the communique will be done by 5:15, we'll all come over. Don't worry. With a drink in our hand. Maybe not. We'll see. thank you very much. Maintenant, on va passer au prochain sujet.
Thomas Schneider speaking. So this was item number 10 in the agenda that was circulated, but there has been a change in our schedule due to the African ministerial meeting that will be taking place in the afternoon together with our Moroccan colleague who has to attend that meeting. Therefore, we will discuss the preparations of the high-level ministerial meeting that will be taking place tomorrow. So with that, I will give the floor to my colleague from the government of Morocco. Thank you very much. The representative of Morocco speaking. Thank you, Chair, for this introduction. First of all, my apologies for requesting this change in the agenda so as to discuss this significant item, that is, our preparations for the high-level governmental meeting and all the logistics and organizational aspects for tomorrow, our work methodology, etc. So first of all, I would like to welcome all the attendees. Welcome to ICANN 55, but also welcome to the third high-level governmental meeting taking place here in Marrakesh. In a few days' time, we will be welcoming spring. Spring is just around the corner. So for those of us who are not acquainted with us or know very little about us and are not fully acquainted with this meeting, governmental meetings, we are going to explain a little bit about the background or give you a little bit of background. The first ministerial meeting took place in ICANN 45 in Toronto in October 2012, and Mr. Martin Morgan from Canada was the host in that case. The second ministerial meeting was held in London in June in 2014, and Ed Vasey from the UK was the host on that occasion. I believe many of you attended that meeting. This third meeting is part of that process. I would like to remind you that these are normally called high-level governmental meetings, and they stem from a recommendation by the ATRT1 team, Accountability and Transparency Review Team 1, normally known as ATRT1. ICANN, the ICANN board should increase efforts to boost support of governments, and also the ICANN board should seek for further ways in which ICANN can engage with high-level governmental representatives to engage in discussions that have to do with public policy as it relates to the internet. So, in view of this recommendation, we have these high-level governmental meetings that are separate from GAC's usual activities, but they are still an ongoing initiative and are a testament to ICANN's accountability, especially as it relates to our work within the GAC. So we are here in Marrakesh to honor this decision. This high-level governmental meeting will be presided by His Excellency Minister Moulef Hafid Lalami from Morocco, and he is highly committed to internet governance in his capacity as a public official. So, if I may, I would like to share the schedule for this meeting. I would like to post it on the screen. You may recall that we had discussed this preliminary agenda when we last met in Dublin in October, and we had agreed on having or holding a very enriching governmental meeting in view of GAC advice. I would like to thank all colleagues for their constructive input, especially our chair and our vice chairs, who helped me conclude or bring this project to a close after several email exchanges and conference calls. This program has to do then with the high-level governmental meeting and deals with strategic initiatives within ICANN and especially within the GAC as they pertain to the IANA transition. As you can see, the first two sessions in the morning will be focusing on that topic that is of interest to all of us, that is the IANA stewardship transition outcomes, and also enhancing ICANN accountability within this new ICANN framework. During the first session, Mr. Thomas Schneider will be one of the speakers, together with Mr. Fadi Shehadi, ICANN CEO, and also Mr. Larry Strickling, Assistant Secretary for Communications and Information and Administration of the National Telecommunications and Information Administration of the United States government. Then there will be a second session focusing on the enhancement of ICANN accountability. Our chair, Thomas Schneider, will be one of the speakers, and he will address the role of governments in ICANN and the importance of the contribution of public policy to ICANN policy development processes. After that, Dr. Steve Crocker, ICANN board chair, will also give a presentation, and we will also listen to a presentation by the CCWG co-chairs, who honored us with their presence yesterday. After the lunch break, we will focus on public policy and GTLDs. Mr. Akram Atala, chair of ICANN's Global Domains Division, will be the keynote speaker. He will speak about the new GTLD program implementation and the new GTLD round. After that, there will be a session on domain names in developing countries. As you may recall, several delegations highlighted the importance of this topic. Mr. Tarek Kamel, whom you all know, will be a speaker during this session, and he will be addressing or speaking about what ICANN is doing in order to overcome barriers to participation, and also he will be dealing with ICANN efforts in terms of awareness raising and capacity building within or as they pertain to ICANN issues. Following that, there will be a joint presentation by the underserved regions working group co-chairs. And finally, we will have a closing session, a summary, and there will be a report on the meeting. The report will be Mr. El Alami's responsibility, and it'll be circulated in the following days. Tom and his colleagues will be of or will make an invaluable contribution in drafting or helping to draft this report. The report will not be a negotiable document. It'll summarize and present the highlights of the high-level governmental meeting, and it'll be published under the sole responsibility of the chair. As we mentioned in Dublin, the Moroccan delegation had insisted on holding a free and interactive discussion on the different topics and issues. However, we can also have or hold a session for ministers to express their views on different topics of interest. Every delegation will have 3 minutes, will hold the floor for 3 minutes. And Olaf will be taking his bell, ringing his bell to remind people of the allocated timeline. We have a list of ministers and participants, and we have allocated time so that everybody will have an opportunity to take the floor. In terms of logistics, since we are a little bit restrained in terms of space, we will allocate a seat per delegation plus an additional seat, that is, 2 seats per delegation. Other delegation members may have or may find room, additional room elsewhere. There will be further seats for other delegations on the left-hand side and on the right-hand side of the room. I do not have the exact number of seats, but maybe Olaf can help me. But we believe that we will have 185 representatives from more than 90 governments, and we will have 35 ministers plus 22 NGOs, 4 of which are non-GAC members. These are the efforts by Morocco in order to organize this session and in order to make sure that participants can engage in this meeting. We will also be hosting ambassadors who will be joining their ministers in the meeting. There will be plenty of attendees, and the only restriction then has to do with the seats allocated to every delegation and to the time allocated for every delegation to hold the floor. So please let us see how we can make sure that everybody has a seat and can hold the floor. And if I may, Mr. Chair, I would like to add 2 more comments about the high-level governmental meeting. It'll be starting at 10 a.m. after ICANN 55 opening ceremony, which formally starts the ICANN meeting. The opening ceremony will be held at 8:30 a.m. and we will have to move from one room to the other. The ministers will be holding front row seats. We will have name tents indicating delegations' names, and we have followed GAC procedures for or as used in prior governmental meetings. So my suggestion is please look for your delegation member, show up early to make it easier for ministers to access the room. Ministers will be holding will have a lapel pin and a badge. And may I please ask my colleagues to contact the GAC Secretariat to retrieve information and their lapel pins. Mr. Al-Alami will be holding or hosting a lunch for the delegations. I believe Julia gave out the invitations yesterday. And there will be a dinner hosted by Mr. El-Alami as well. We will have two shuttle buses leaving the hotel at 19:15 this evening. And I do not have any further information in that regard. With that, I believe this is the complete update on the meeting, unless Olaf or Tom have any further information. After the minister's introduction, we will be holding or hosting Canada's vice minister, who hosted the first high-level governmental meeting in Toronto. And then we will also be hosting Mr. Ed Vasey, who hosted the high-level governmental meeting in London. I am counting on all delegations' flexibility so that this will be a successful meeting, not only for the GAC, but also for Minister El-Alami tomorrow. Thank you so much for your attention.
Tomáš Nádor speaking. So before Olaf take the floor, I would like to congratulate and to thank the government of Morocco for its commitment and the efforts that have been made to organize and hold this meeting. It is clear for us all that this is a major challenge. It is a major challenge to organize such a meeting. And, of course, that everything discussed here is of the utmost importance. So we know that there's a lot of work behind, and there are lots of logistics involved because of the number of ministers, the number of participants, the number of members. Lots of challenges that perhaps you do not see at the very beginning, but when you get closer to the meeting, you realize that there are lots of things that should be sorted out. And I would like to thank and congratulate the representative of Morocco for the cooperation and the work that has been done with the ACIG people, with ICANN staff, with the chairs, vice chairs, and all people involved in the organization. Olaf?
Un tout petit plaidoyer à tous les membres.
Olaf Nordlund, take the floor. I would like to say something to the GAC members. Tomorrow morning, we will have a kind of bottleneck at the entrance door because there will be lots of people coming. We would make our best to help you, but I would like to ask you for patience, for understanding, and perhaps ask you for some help as well, so that everybody can get in a proper order. There will be lots of us. It will be pretty crowded, but I'm counting on your help to sort this out. Thank you very much for your understanding. Thomas Schneider speaking. Thank you very much. I know there should be some questions. We have to help everybody with the logistics. We know that. And thank you very much. Indonesia speaking.
Just want to clarify how, what is the method you are using for the, if a country would like to give some sort of information, statements or whatever, do we have to register first, or we can do we can just put our hand tomorrow morning in the high level meeting? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Indonesia. So I think that there is a provisional list already here, but the option to open for delegation to intervene, it's there. But I encourage you to get in touch with the secretaries in order to register, so as the minister will have a clear idea how many people will intervene and how to manage time, especially because the constraint of time is very important. We have to do that. You know, we have a 93 delegation and 3 minutes for each delegation. You can imagine. I'm not sure that we will finish at 6 o'clock. I'm not sure. So this is my message to you. Thank you very much.
Merci, Eden. Olaf.
There will be, as I think it was mentioned initially, tent cards with the family name of the head of delegation, which you can erase to indicate your desire to take the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. And just to remind you that the host has actually called out there have been many that have already signaled that they intend to speak in a particular slot. And just to support what Redana said, it's fundamental for the as good as it gets managing of the time that we know as much in advance, and hopefully that we have a little bit of time for not just statements but also interactive debate. So you are definitely not obliged to have a statement per delegation. It's not an obligation. It's a choice that you can make. Thank you. Other questions? Turkey?
Yes, I have a question for this evening's dinner. I understand the buses will leave here, but the buses will come back here or will take the delegation back to their hotels? Any detail on that? Thank you.
I think so, but I have to double-check with the ICANN team. I think that the bus should come back here. Yeah, definitely. But I will double-check and let you know.
Merci, Redouane. D'autres questions?
Thomas Schneider speaking. Thank you, Redouane. Is there any other question? United Kingdom?
Just to compliment Redouane and all his team for all the work, as we were the previous host, as you said, and it's an enormous amount of work, as you also indicated. So it's especially appreciated that Morocco has stepped forward to host the third biennial high-level governmental meeting. So I just want to underline our great appreciation, and it serves the community, the whole ICANN process, as you've described, very effectively to hold this meeting. So appreciate all the work, and we look forward very much to participation. I speak on behalf of my minister, who's arriving very late tonight, so we'll miss the dinner, but he will be there tomorrow, certainly. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark, for your compliments. I would like also to thank you very much for all the assistance and advices you gave to me in terms of preparation of this meeting. So the advices of Mark were very useful for me, and they assisted me. So I thank you once again for all the advices, and I think it's a good practice to keep here for the next host of the next high-level governmental meeting to liaise with the president in order to ensure that the meeting will be a success, and to improve this practice within the GAC and ICANN in general. So thank you once again, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran.
Thank you, Chairman. We thank Erdogan and the Moroccan administration or government to taking this very efficient way to have this. I think the last meeting or the meeting before that was very, very efficient. And thanks to His Excellency Advaizi, who very ably conducted the meeting. And if I remember correctly, in one way or other, he put the implicit restrictions to the duration of the statement in order to allow the others who want to make, as you mentioned, you know, obligations. Because the first few ones, they have a longer statement. Then we come to the last, they say you have 20 seconds and so on and so forth. So it may not be. So perhaps I have this experience in some other fora that statements, perhaps it would be always valuable that the distinguished minister mentioned that due to the time efficiency and time constraint, perhaps we could agree to have some limitation to the statements. If someone wants more than that, that could be published in the document and so on and so forth. But the statement made, perhaps in order to make this work for everybody, should be limited to something, and that is the time frame that the distinguished minister could set in order to make it possible for everybody, and perhaps also mentioning that the purpose of this is not the internet governance, is not this and this, and that should be on the point and to make it possible that I'm sure that that will be as efficient as the other. But the other, the previous one was very, very efficient, and thanks. I'm sure that this one will also be as efficient as the other one, if not better. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Iran. Yes, we have this concern of how to manage time. We intended to start the meeting at 9 o'clock. Unfortunately, the opening ceremony of ICANN 55th was programmed at the same time, so we shifted to 10 o'clock. So it will be a very, very challenge for the minister. The minister will insist on that in his opening remarks tomorrow in order to allow all the delegation to take the floor. But, you know, frankly speaking, it's a sensitive matter to ask minister coming all over the world to Marrakesh and to prevent them to express their position. So this is why I'm calling for your understanding and trying to inform and to explain to your head delegation that 3 minutes, it's okay, but we would rather prefer to have some questions directly to the panelists, because we will have 3-4 panelists in each session. So one delegation can ask questions, and we would prefer to have this kind of interactive dialogue between all delegations. It's rather than national statement. But once again, we cannot prevent minister to take the floor, but we are doing our best to manage time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And just to add to this, we also had a discussion about how much time this presentation should be, and we were trying to get this to a minimum time that you can make a reasonable explanation of something. So that won't be half an hour presentations. And my it's an introduction. I won't speak for I will speak very short. I will really do an introduction and not more, because we want to give time to the high level representatives to talk, and not you don't need you hear me all the time, so you don't need to hear me during that meeting for too long. Thank you. Any more questions? Okay.
Hello. Thank you, Morocco, for such nice event, for an invitation. Are you sure that all delegation received the invitation to for both events? Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question. So I think that the invitation were circulated yesterday by Julia, and it will be just for head of delegation. So it will be one person from each delegation. So this is my reply. Thank you.
Maybe if not everybody has received an invitation for whatever reasons, Julia, we invite them to come to you that you can check one by one whether there are some shortcomings, some people who were not there when you distributed them, so that we make sure that everybody has an invitation. Thank you for that question. Any further comments or questions? So is it all clear? All speeches written, shortened 5 times so that they are only 2.5 minutes long. And everything well prepared. If you have any questions that pop up later, of course, don't hesitate to ask any of us, whether it's people from the host team or secretariat or myself, whoever, because there will be some surprises about things that we haven't been able to anticipate. So we all have to be flexible, but we're looking forward to a good dialogue tomorrow, which is what it should be. It should be a dialogue that should help us understand and help our high-level representatives understand the issues better, but also help understand each other's views and positions and concerns better. So it should be less of a confrontation, but rather of a dialogue which is geared towards understanding. If there are no more questions or comments, then I look on this nice paper to see what is next. I think it's a coffee break, which may be slightly longer than anticipated, because we have the meeting with the GNSO at 4 o'clock. That gives us actually quite a long coffee break, which I think we can all use for breaking for coffee, and in particular for talking to each other and trying to find ways to advance on the issue that we've been discussing to quite some extent in the past hours and yesterday. So this is the coffee break. Thank you very much, Redouane. Thank you very much, everybody.